Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don F. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don F. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. It's Friday, and yes, we're going to talk about a lot of great things, and I know you're going to enjoy the show. If you want to reach me, call in at 347-633-9376. Don't forget to wait till the music's not playing and I can answer my phone lines. And if you want to email me at McClureDonF@yahoo.com or use my business email, DonSMcClure@dsmpublications.net. And as always, get back to you, talk to you, give you advice if that's what you really want. And again, you're talking to the Don S. McClure. Man, I like saying that. That is just a fantastic way to start my show. And there's no other show on the internet better than mine. None. Not one. Not another. Not anything. Tonight, we've got a slide for you. We've got some great artists we're going to play. We were going to have Ashley Scott, but unfortunately, there was some tragedy in his family, and my prayers and sympathy goes out to Ashley. And he couldn't make it. He couldn't make it this week. So we're going to cancel the show, but we've got some great things going on for you. We want some shouts out to my fans in Mexico and to my fans in New Mexico and to my fans, especially in Canada. You know, I'm always talking about the world and how I see things. And I got a really nice email in. I got an email from, I guess, one of the parishioners at a congregation in Canada. And it says, the African-Canadian Community Center of Windsor in Essex County, located in the heart of downtown Windsor. Dear Mr. McClure, our pastor used your show and your books as a guide to follow in life. And that is really touching. He said, this is a person you can see God's work in. Oh, I think that was just so nice. Dear Mr. McClure, I'm writing to let you know the impact you and your books as well as your show have on many of us who are considered Black and African descendants who live in two Sundays. My pastor has spoken of you with high regard. He used you as a beacon of light. Your words have more truth than many he has heard and said that if we as a congregation use wisdom, we would have a better direction in life. He asked us to read your book, Broken Wings, Fallen Angels, and compare it with our life struggles, and we might find that God is in our life as he has been in mine. Wow, I mean, that is really touching. Well, again, I consider myself to be a good person. I try to live by the rules of what I learn, and I guess that's why people enjoy my show. So you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We have now reached 13,090 listeners across the U.S., and I guess in Canada and Mexico and in Africa, and we're growing every day. We've got a great lineup show for you tonight. It's called Believing in Yourself. And We got a special song we're going to play that I want you to really listen to the words to. All that for my show. The call-in number is 347-633-9376. You can dial that number to reach me, and you'll have me on the air talking to me. And I got to send some shouts out to my friends in the East Coast who sent me emails saying Philadelphia loves me. And I love Philadelphia, too. They're a bunch of sweetie beaties. So we've got a lot of great things going on. We're not going to delay. We're going to get into our show. And I think we're going to start it off with a young lady that you know and I know that considers herself to be the best. And actually, she is. A lot of people follow her. They love her. And I think it's only appropriate to talking about believing in yourself. She has a song that I want you to listen to, and it's called Simply the Best, because I'm simply the best. You're simply the best, and I want you to believe in yourself. But it's the icon, Tina Turner. We're going to start the show off with her, and when I come back, we're going to get more into the show of believing in yourself, and we're going to talk about that. So let's get moving for a Friday night, because it's not cold outside. It's kind of nice.
My heart's on fire. You come to me, come to me, wild and wild. You come to me,
Wow. Now, you know, I got a chance to watch the videos to that, and I was just so amazed at Tina Turner because, of course, she's gotten older. But I remember her, Mick Jagger, and them just continuously going on. And what she's talking about is you're simply the best. Now, I said that we were going to mention the word believing in yourself, and I'm finding that the more conversations I'm having with people, a lot of people really don't have that faith in self. And sometimes they get even confused with believing what in yourself, what that means. Finding your strength inside of you and why that confidence in self can make a difference in your daily life and each of your relationships. Whether it's your romance, your finance, your faith, your love, your happiness, and your tranquility in mind and spirit, you have the power inside of you to make your life what you want it to be. Now, when we look up in the dictionary, of course it talks about the word or the term. The definition in Cambridge says trust in your own abilities. And in the Webster Dictionary, it says self-belief is confidence in your own abilities or your judgments. Now, self-belief is so important to your life. You have to decide on what you really like about your life, what you don't like about your life, and please don't base it on what everybody else says, what anybody else thinks. Base it basically on what you feel inside of yourself. And you got to have strong self-confidence if you want to get anywhere in this world. And sometimes it can be torn down, but you have to make the decisions on what you believe is right for you. Now, this next song that we're going to play, as I said, I want you to listen to the words in the song. It was written in 1957, and of course we know, like I said, a lot of us were not around during that time. But it was written by a gentleman who was Jewish, and he was considered a Jewish American and a Jewish songwriter. But the song was developed and really marketed well by Dakota Staten, who was one of the top recording artists at that time, along with a lot of the jazz greats, Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. And she got a lot of recognition. It's just that a lot of you don't know her. But again, the song that she delivered was called Give Me the Simple Life. Now, what she's talking about in that song, you hear a lot of times today people are talking about they judge you by the house you live in, the money you make in your bank account. If they don't see you on TV, they think you're not making it. And they think you have to go after all these things that make them happy, but that may not be what makes you happy. So they put that into their relationships. Your man may not be making millions of dollars, so they don't think that he's good enough for you. You may not be making millions of dollars, or you're well off, or you can't show them all the new cars and stuff, so they think you're not making it. But they never stop to think that that may not be what you're after in life. And in this song, I want you to listen to the words. I don't believe in fretting and grieving. She means that she doesn't want to have a whole lot of stress going on. Why mess around with strife? So she knows she doesn't need that. She says she was never cut out to step and strut out. She just wants the simple life. In other words, it doesn't matter to her if she doesn't have all the trinkets and things that people think she should have. She says some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. And, of course, pheasant under glass was what the rich and the famous say that they had to have. She says those things don't roll off her knife. Just serve her tomatoes and mashed potatoes and give her the simple life. Now, she says as far as the house is concerned, a cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide, and a house that rings with joy and laughter, and the one you love inside. Now, she says some people like the high road, but she likes the low road, free from the care and strife. And she also says, to stand her ground, this might sound corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give her the simple life. Now, it was written because the man that wrote that song was saying, yes, you can go after trinkets and jewels and everything that you think everybody else wants. That may not make you happy. So if driving a regular car and being with your man or your man has a career that you like, that should make you happy. That's what self-satisfaction is, not based on what your mother thinks, your girlfriend thinks, your cousin thinks. Even your pastor cannot tell you what will make you happy. So, again, when people are saying There aren't people out there that enjoy the simple things in life. You'll hear them say, I like the simple things in life, but it's what they're basing their life pattern on. And I think that, like I say, when you get to it, after it's all said and done, self-believing in self and knowing what you really want out of life and what makes you happy and what success is to you means that you believe in self. And that's going to take a lot of work because you got to be able to understand, stand strong, and stand on your principles. And don't let everybody else's principles become what you believe is yourself, is what makes you self-happy, what makes you self-driven. If getting up in the morning, going to eat tomatoes makes you happy, do it. If getting up, going to your job in the morning, if that's what you really like, do it. Don't let people keep telling you that, oh, everybody needs to start a business. Maybe that's not for you. For the ones that want that, that's great. For the ones who don't want it, doesn't mean that you have to knock them. But you have to find what makes you happy. If you're an artist, draw your pictures. If you're a writer, that's what you make. Even if you're an actor, if that's what you truly want to do, do that. But find out, first of all, what self means to you. Now let's play this track, Give Me the Simple Life by Dakota Staton, and I want you to go look this young lady up. She was really great in the jazz industry, but I want you to definitely listen to the words in the song, A Simple Life.
Cut out, two steps and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. That brings with joy and laughter, and the one you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeed, give me the simple life.
I bring that up because we're talking about self, and I'm listening to so many people complain and talk about how things are going and what they're trying to do, and a lot of times they're saying that in their mind they're just not reaching that level of success that they want based on what somebody else told them. I remember meeting somebody, and she was telling me that she was going through a divorce, and now she was driving a car that wasn't the kind of car that her husband gave her. And her little boy told her, he said, hey, at least you got a car. And she was saying, well, yeah, but I'm unhappy because I don't have that kind of car. And her brother came over and said, hey, I'm not used to you driving that kind of car. Now, to me, in the first place, it's going to take a minute to get back on your feet because you're getting a divorce. But if you make that your major issue, how people see you in a car, then you're not dealing with self. What you're dealing with is the opinions of other people. And if you keep down that road, you'll take your whole life and you'll make it dedicated to what others think of you rather than you looking in the mirror and saying what you're not happy with and what you're happy with. Now, it doesn't mean you don't like a nice car, but also if something happens, you work your way back toward it. But you don't ever want to get into the state of denying what your self-worth is. And that happens a lot in relationships, in finance. Some people are chasing things only because they think, if I don't have this $1 million in the bank or $1 million behind my name, then I'm not anybody. And that's not true if that's not what makes you happy. For those that really want to chase the almighty dollar or be successful measured by what they have, there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, they can't take their opinion and put that on everybody else and say, well, they're not doing what they need to do because they don't see them as wealthy. They may be wealthy in another sense. They may be happy, like this young lady said, I just want my man at home with me. I want the simple life. I like mashed potatoes. She said, just give me that, and I'm happy. There are people out there that just want to be in a good relationship. But for those that are chasing everything else that want it to work, that's fine. But again, knowing what your self-worth is, and that's something that you really got to have. So I want you to think about that as we get into this next track by the all-famous Chaka Khan, Through the Fire. And what she's talking about in self, she's made it up in her mind that through the fire, no matter what comes, she's going to stick with her man. And she knows that he gets a little confused sometimes. But again, they're going to stick this out. She's going to go through the fire, through whatever it takes, to let him know that just to be with him means a lot to her, and not because she's insecure or doesn't think much of herself, but this is somebody she's saying, listen, I will go through the fire with you. And I like Chaka anyway, and I got a chance to see that video last night. Matter of fact, I was up to 2 o'clock in the morning. But let's get a track on Chaka, Through the Fire.
In your eyes and I can see your love so dangerously. You're not trusting your heart to anyone.
Oh, I'm kind of hoarse this weekend. Now, that's my girl, Chaka Khan. Now, I want you to think about this. A lot of times we're going through stuff because we don't have self-confidence. And that's what believing in self is. I remember listening to the interview with Halle Berry last night on the Queen Latifah show. And she was saying why she took this new role on. And it's a true story about a woman with schizophrenia. And the fact that it's taken her 4 years to put this film out. And when she first started working on the film, she said it took her a little bit of time because they had kind of messed up on some things. But she says that happens in the film industry. So a lot of times we see these actors and actresses and we see a film and we think everything went from A to B. It took them a year or 6 months and all of a sudden the film was out. But it took her 4 years to do this film. So she talked about that, how it took her to get into the characters, to understand the different types of characters she had to play inside of this black woman who is now teaching at a university but was going through schizophrenia. So when you're out there meeting people and they might have a few issues, just because they're having that doesn't mean they don't have any self-worth. Let's say you're dating somebody that smokes. You might be the person to help turn them around to stop smoking. But if you constantly cut everything off because you don't feel good about yourself, then when you meet other people, you'll be looking for them to come into your life to make your life better when you have to make your own life better. And sometimes it's better to be there for a person. Now imagine playing that role of schizophrenia. One was a little child inside of this black woman. The other one was a white racist who didn't like blacks. And she said it was really strange in the film because here's a black woman calling other blacks out of their name, but she's dealing with the schizophrenia. And the fight is to see which personality is going to control this woman. Well, as she got better in the story, she's not teaching at a university, and she's overcame that issue. So, again, that issue is being talked about a lot because it goes back to self. She had to find what was strong about self inside of her to get rid of the two negatives that were holding her back. And one was a go-go dancer, a sexy girl that danced. The other one, like I say, was a racist. And so she went through all these different things. But these are the things we need to pay attention to because as our life goes on, we keep taking in negativity. And when you take in that negativity, it affects your stomach lining, the way you see your health, how you feel about yourself. So that's why I'm telling you that self, believing in self, even when nobody else believes in you, you have to believe in your own self. And that's something that I'm finding that a lot of people, you got to go into chanting or doing some other things and try to find yourself. We got a caller on the phone. Let's see what we're going to say to this caller in the 708 area. Good afternoon or good evening, caller. You're calling from 708. And this is the Don S. McClure Show.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
I am doing fine. Just trying to get my listening audience that's at 13,000 to think more about self and to be dealing with their own self ideas and their own self beliefs and stop letting everybody else tell them what they should think and do.
My idea was I was thinking about writing a book myself, and I've been listening to your show. And I'm fascinated so far right now, and I just would like to know if you can give me some sort of direction as to how would I get started.
Yes, I can. If you would like to email me, you can at my email, Donis McClure at DSM Publications, or McClureDonis at yahoo.com. And how do you get started as a writer is by making the decision of what you did today, by saying this is what I want to do. And then the rest will go through step by step. And why do I say it's that easy? Because when I first started writing my books, which was a while ago, I first asked a very simple question that people found kind of idiotic. I said, what is a book? Then the next thing I went to was how many pages in a book? How many words go on a page? And from that point, I went back and said, what do I want to write about, like the people that I admired? So if you want to write a book and you email me, we'll start off with, what is a book? What do you want to write about? And then getting you to a level to say, how do I write that kind of thing. A book shouldn't be any more than 250 pages in your first book.
Okay.
You can use some software that's free called Publisher, and it'll lay your book out page by page. But if you really want to start working on a book, decide on that, then we'll go step by step, building your cover, putting your content together, and just directing you in the right way that you should go. What I don't like about new writers, I don't want them spending thousands and thousands of dollars to get into the writing field and going to 15 going-nowhere seminars, and they're not telling you what you need to do. It does not cost that much to get into writing, and you can start with your beliefs, and then we'll just fine-tune it.
Oh, my God, thank you. And so all I have to do is just email you when I'm ready, and then you'll help me and direct me?
Yep, because the thing about me is there were a lot of people in my life that helped me, and they weren't charging me an arm and a leg to do anything. You can actually get a book published for like $50.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know why people keep talking about $1,700 and $10,000 and pay me this and get six other books and go to this seminar and learn from John Wilkes Anderson, who published 8 books. But he's not telling you, this is what I did, and this is the publisher that published my book, and give me your book, I'll send it to them. You can get your book published on Amazon. Then the next step is going to be the marketing of the book. That's the difficult part. But
okay,
you can get a book done for anywhere between $25 and no more than $160, and that's with buying your artwork.
Oh, my God. Okay, then I will be emailing you soon, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you for listening to my show. I know I run my mouth, and I can sing, so I'm going to sing some more.
Thank you. So
no, thanks for calling, and if you need some advice,
yours,
just call me or email me.
Okay.
All right, and thanks for the call.
All righty, bye-bye.
And again, people, that's what I'm telling you. I hear all these horror stories about friends of mine paying $6,000 and $1,800 and getting with this one and that one. I'm like, guys, it don't take all that. So, again, if you got some questions about doing some things, send me an email. You can come to one of my current lectures. That's going to be at 9043 South Euclid. A friend of mine is giving a private residence grouping together. So for that young lady that just called, you can come to that. And you can buy a book, come and listen to what I'm talking about, and it'll be a lot less than $1,500, that's for sure. But again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only, the most self-confident man in the world. Like Muhammad Ali used to say, the greatest is here. Oh, man, that sounds so corny. Anyway, listen, I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about having your own self-beliefs and what you want to do. And then we're going to play some more music. But let's get to my favorite commercial, or PSA, for strokes, because I don't want you to have a stroke. And I do like Chicago hot dogs.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh! Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
My dad is my hero. He goes into burning buildings. He finds people inside who need to be saved. He helps them get out, even when he can't breathe or see or is a little scared. My dad is a firefighter, but the best thing he can do is come home.
The U.S. Fire Administration reminds you to protect yourself and firefighters. Have smoke alarms on every level and near sleeping areas. Test them monthly. Change batteries as instructed. Install sprinklers. Do your part to get out before firefighters have to come in. The fact is, most fire deaths occur in homes with no working smoke alarms. The good news is, that's a fact we can change. Smoke alarms save lives. Find out more at usfa.dhs.gov.
And we're back on a Friday night, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And as I said, if you want to come talk to me also live and in person, you can come to 9043 South Euclid Street. That's on the south side of Chicago, southeast on the 26th of this month from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And I'll be your charming host and telling you about how to develop your characters. So, and, of course, I'll have some books that you can buy. But otherwise than that, we're going to be talking about our book, To Have a Friend, which I really feel I developed some strong characters in that. So mark that day down from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the personal residence of a great artist, Anthony Stevens. That's my guy there. Again, we're talking about self-worth. Now, Mickey Howard is somebody that's from Chicago that I like. And Mickey has a lot of self-confidence because for her to take a song called This Bitter Earth that was done by a jazz legend and turn it into her own style was just phenomenal. And we're playing artists that believe in self, whether it's Tina Turner, Chaka Khan, they have their own styles, and they believe in self. So they don't try to sing like everybody else. They do their thing, especially Tina. So I want to play a track by Mickey Howard called This Bitter Earth. And listen to the way that she made it a real nice jazz rendition from an old track that was done. And, of course, I like Mickey Howard. That's a Chicago girl, and I'm a Chicago guy. So let's play that.
Yeah.
Man, now when I heard that, I thought I was in a jazz club. I said, oh, this bitter herb, and I, okay, all right, all right. But I'm telling you, that's Mickey Howard. That's my girl. We're going to liven it up a little bit. We're going back to Shaka for a minute before we do some other tracks, because, of course, we're going to play Faith Evans' Missing You, and that is something we want to talk about because that's really dealing with self. But, again, I want you to think about that. I really want our communities and our people to stand up for themselves and believe in something. And even if it doesn't work in the first 6 months, 4 years, 365 days, just examine why it's not working and then find a way for it to work. And always get people around you that really want to see you grow. We're going to get it here. You're going to make mistakes like the young lady that called. I mean, she's getting into the book writing thing. And at least she's starting. Now, how fast she does the book, how long it takes her to write the book is all going to be up to self. It's going to be how much she wants to put into it. But, again, at least she's starting off by asking for advice. And that's what you have to do. You got to first realize self, meaning that you either need to talk to God, you need to sit down and talk to yourself, maybe you need to chant. But find out what your self-worth is. And then once you start that track, you'll be able to do some other things. Now, Shaka's going to sing Ain't Nobody, because ain't nobody like Don S. McClure. I'm the only person in the world like me. And I think I'm happy about that, and I know my audience is happy about that. They say, God, I'm glad there ain't two of y'all. But anyway, let's get to Shaka Khan, and then we're going to take a quick Faith Evans tour on Missing You, and I really like the orchestration and stuff, and why we're going to talk about that track, what he took from the Gregorian chant piece and introduced it into his own piece. So I guess that's why Puff Daddy is Puff Daddy. But let's listen to Shaka Khan, Ain't Nobody, she's a Chicago girl, and I think she's from the South Side. I think she used to go to Calumet High School. That's where Charlie Green and all them went that I knew, and they say he used to run a tour all the time. So let's play some Shaka.
Can't believe I'm the
Okay. You know what? I'm going to take me some singing lessons because I'm going to prove to y'all I can sing. I can sing. That's Shaka. That's a Chicago girl. And ain't nobody. She said, can't nobody tell her nothing. That's what I'm talking about with self. She realizes what she has, and she's saying, ain't nobody made her ever feel a certain way, so she's going to keep what she got. Now, sometimes you run into problems. Sometimes you don't blend well, and you have to set ways. But actually, it's still about self-worth. If you know something's really not working for you, you do have to get out of it. Stay with it just because you want to. So that's whatever it is. But also, you got to look at the side of how hard are you willing to fight for something. Now, we talk all about how rich Puff Daddy is and all this other stuff that he has and the boats and yachts. But also, you got to look at the creativity side of what he did with a track called Missing You with Faith Evans. And when he first starts off, if you ever see one of the war movies, and I think it's either Apocalypse Now or one of the others, they have the same Gregorian chant that they use when they're flying the helicopters over. Well, I guess in his mind when he was doing this, he wanted to show the tragedy of what had happened to his best friend. So, again, he took part of classical music, stuck it in this track, and then he gets into letting Faith do her thing, and they blend that hip-hop type sound, and it's really good, which means that, again, these are people that believe in self. So they're producing the tracks that they want to produce in the way they want to produce them. So you don't have to follow what everybody else does. Doesn't always mean it's going to catch on right away, but eventually it might. But I want you to listen to this Gregorian chant, because I love Gregorian chants, and I grew up as an altar boy. Yes, I was a bad little altar boy, too. I used to steal the priest's wine and drink it up and eat the little plastic bread. And he said, Don, why you do that? I say, oh, I'll say Hail Mary full of grace. Actually, no, I didn't steal the bread, but I did drink the wine. But I want you to listen to this track with Puff Daddy and Faith Evans. And again, listen to how it's all orchestrated. And I got a chance to see that video on YouTube, and it was so miraculous the way he came out in white with all the dancers, but it was pretty good. We got 35 more minutes into the show, and I want you to listen to Puff Daddy and Faith Evans while I actually go get me a small glass of wine. I just won't have any Catholic bread, a little plastic bread anyway.
Every day I wake up, I hope I'm dreaming. I can't believe this shit. Can't believe you ain't here. Sometimes it's just hard for a nigga to wake up. It's hard to just keep going. It's like I feel empty inside without you being here. I would do anything to bring you back. I'd give all this shit up. This shit don't mean nothing. I saw your son today. He looked just like you. You was the greatest. You'll always be the greatest. I miss you, babe. Can't wait till that day when I see your face again. Can't wait till that day when I see your face again.
stop the show. I lace the track, you lock the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious, they got to know that life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Especially when Faith come in and start singing. But did you notice that in Self, he decided to take something that he likes? And I don't know whether he went to Catholic high school or went to the Catholic church or just admired that whole era of what that theme type music was in the Catholic environment. But that's called a Gregorian chant. And he's not the only recording artist that I've heard start off songs with some of that. And even a lot of your movies, they'll bring that in, and it's really used in a lot of Italian-based movies. But knowing what you like and bringing something out that you want to do means that you have a lot of faith in Self. And so when you blend things or you mix things, this is like cooking in the kitchen. You could put your own recipes together that you like. You don't have to follow everything Dr. Oz says or Dr. Bob or Dr. Phil or Dr. Oprah or Dr. whoever. I mean, you could take something of theirs and blend it into something of yours. That's what recipes are. They're your ingredients. So you may change your exercise regimen. Doesn't mean you can't use what some other people are using, but the real key to knowing that you have self-belief, if you're in your house or in your relationship or in your environment and you got more philosophies and more things from other people outside your relationship, that means you don't have a lot of identity with Self. So when you're getting on these shows and you keep talking about what Muhammad Farrakhan said or Elijah Muhammad said, and you're making those your doctrines, you got to ask yourself, what's your own doctrine? I remember seeing this movie with Morgan Freeman in it, and you can get the movie. It's called Along Came a Spider. And the young FBI female agent was debating on whether or not she had talent. And I remember the conversation clearly because I was amazed at it. And she says you either have talent and you don't. And Morgan Freeman said he believes you're born with the talent, that everybody's born with the talent. And he says if you're not born with the talent, then you learn something along the way that you become good at. But either way, whether you're born or learning it, once you get it, you don't betray it. Because if you betray it, that's going to be the sad part of your life. So what they were saying is when you believe in self, and a lot of times you're going to hear a lot of people talk about that, especially in Asian culture, you've got to work within yourself. You've got to believe in yourself. And it's going to be rough out there. But again, you've got to find that self ability and strength to pull yourself up. If you ever ask the doctor, after he gives you the medicine, he'll tell you, the only thing we can do is sit back and wait till you decide that the medicine's going to work. Because if you start believing it won't work, then it won't. I remember, and this is long before all you other guys were around, Raggedy Ann and Andy had a little cartoon show, and she was feeling pretty bad. And, of course, I'm going to make up the little voices for her, and the doctor was a big, I think it was a donkey or a moose or something, and he was telling the other characters, there's nothing we can do. She's dying from a broken heart. And they asked all the other animals, what's wrong with Raggedy Ann? And she said, I'm dying from my sawdust. I've got a pain in my sawdust. I forgot how to even tell the story. But anyway, the point was she was missing Andy, and her sawdust was hurting. And so when they got Andy back from the bad dragon or whatever it was, she was feeling better. It's all about self. So wasn't that a crazy story? Raggedy Ann and Andy. I know you're going, who the heck is Raggedy Ann and Andy? Anyway, when I would come home from school, and yes, I did go to school, I would play this group that I liked, the rock group. My brothers and all them played jazz. But I happened to like this group called Golden Earring. And I liked a lot of rock music growing up. So when I was talking to my last week's guest, who I really like, she made a song called You Suck, the life out of me. I have to make sure I put it all in there. And she's into rock. And there's a phrase, a little bit rock, a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, whatever. Anyway, I found a track by Golden Earring called Twilight Zone. And I'm sure everybody and their grandmothers heard of the movie Twilight Zone. Well, I like this song. I don't know if it was written for that. But I remember coming home with the album, and they were like, what are you doing playing rock music? It's because I liked rock music, so I played it in my house. And they were like, man, Don, that's rock music, man. And I said, yeah, man, I'm going to play it. Okay, let's get on with the song. Anyway, it's by Golden Earring, totally different from what Puff Daddy and Shock and them do. But I want you to kind of get an idea, but you've heard this song before. So let's listen to Golden Earring, and they definitely had self-worth. Because for a group to be called Golden Earring and playing a song called Twilight Zone, and you've heard it, I'm all alone when the bullet hits the bone. Anyway, all right, let's play Golden Earring because they could sing much better than me.
Realize that eternal fate has turned its back on him. It's 2 a.m. 2 a.m. down a spiral, destination unknown. Double cross messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get through. Where are you? Well, the night is heavy on his guilty mind. Let's fall from the borderline. When the hitman comes, he knows damn well he has been cheated. Have you been held by
Now, woo, you talking about, me and my producer was talking about that. Well, I can see cowboys riding in, and of course I'm working on a cowboy story. The first black deputy U.S. Marshal in 1875 who actually stayed with the Indians and then came out and was hired as the first black deputy U.S. Marshal. And I could see them riding on their horses, coming in, shooting people, arresting them. And, I mean, it's going to be a good book. But I play that track, and I think about what he would look like. And if you look at my flashboard, you'll see pictures of Bass Reeves, the first black deputy U.S. Marshal in the United States. And, man, he worked for Judge Parker, the hanging judge. But can you imagine him riding on them horses when the bullet hits the bone? And then I remember this movie with Denzel Washington in it where he say, King Kong ain't got nothing on me. I say, woo. So I guess they believe in self, huh? That's pretty good. You got 15 more minutes into the show. This is Don S. McClure on a Friday. And, man, I like that track. Can you imagine what it was like when I came to an all-black house, my mom and dad, and I'm playing Golden Earring? They're like, when you start liking rock music? I said, hey, I like that. I like Golden Earring. And there was a couple other tracks by them. We're going to take a quick public service announcement, and when we come back, we've got 14 more minutes into the show, and we've got some great music from some great artists who believe in self. And for them to be as great as they are, they had to believe in self. And I want you to get your strength up to believe in self. But we're going to go down to our public service announcements because we got to play them and because I like them. And because I want you to have a nice, safe, healthy heart, because that's important to me. And it's important that you stay around, too. So we're going to play our little light bulbs, because I want you to stay in the light and not the dark.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And we're back, and we're talking about believing in self. One way you can really, really tune in to your self-belief is in your dreams. A lot of times your dreams will display exactly what's on your mind. Your subconscious and your conscious mind can actually bring some really good thoughts. I know for me, I have great premonition, and my dreams really bring to life a lot of the things I think. So when I'm feeling bad or feeling good, I have some good dreams and some crazy dreams at that. But we're going to play Brian Culberson. He's got a track called Dreams. Then we're going to read part from one of my books called Daydreamers. And I want you to listen to what daydreamers are, because you could be a daydreamer. But believing in yourself, a lot of times, break away from everybody and just concentrate. And when you go to sleep, you'd be surprised what energy you bring yourself, because sleep helps you become stronger and better. So if you want to believe in self, you got to get a lot of good rest. You got to take care of your body. That's another part about having self-belief. If you tear your body up, you can't be strong to fight off what's going on. But let's listen to Brian Culberson doing a track called Dreams. Thank you. was Brian Culberson. Now, when I lived in Las Vegas, Nevada, I finished my best-selling book, the best-selling book, Romantic Images of You. And in that book is a lot of great work, poetry, a real love story. And I created a passage called Daydreamers, and it came right after my poem called Patience. And before that poem was a poem called The Mountains in Nevada. But Daydreamers stuck out a lot when I was playing different things. And I want to explain to you, I don't know what the heck, I want to explain to you what I was thinking. When I wrote Daydreamers, I wanted to talk about self-worth. So I wrote the poem. It says, are daydreamers different from regular people? Are they the ones who created the songs we live by or we play to fit every emotional situation in our existence? Are daydreamers the people who create the imaginary stories we grow up with that Hollywood brings to life in a film filled with adventure and, of course, danger, and last but not least, with a villain we all love to hate? Are daydreamers those selected with a higher connection to God and his thoughts, or have they lived among the gods on Olympus and decided to come to earth disguised as mere mortals with just plain ordinary jobs? Do we know if daydreamers are those who built the empires that fought and changed the world from the beginning of BC to the end of AD, never giving an inch to color, race, or creed, only changing with time, who should lead and who should fall from one dynasty to the next? Can daydreamers be responsible for the very fall of Rome or for the first emperor of China, helping him to create the great wonders of the world, the Great Wall, or the images of the Terracotta Army? Or did they dream up the cities of Rosewood, where blacks enjoyed a life of success that others were envious of? Are daydreamers responsible for the tallest buildings or the longest bridges, or can it be said that daydreamers sailed with the first explorers and wrote the maps that provided the adventurers for the search of the Northwest Passage? Do daydreamers work with us each day in some small corner office of the building, just looking out the window at the sky and wondering if they can fly like a bird? Or do we find them tucked away with round-shaped glasses in the basement of a home or a company, just drawing images for comic books or three-dimensional children's stories or for the latest science fiction movie, complete with aliens from worlds maybe a super dog to stop the invasion came from? Are daydreamers the greatest lovers of all time because they use their unlimited imagination to take a lover to places she or he has never been before? Or could she be that girl who you see each day as the plain, inexperienced young lady, but she comes to the office party with that sexy short skirt and her hair hanging down like you've never seen before, with heels, makeup, and lipstick that would make the best models in the room take notice, and your eyes catch her at a glance, and you want the opportunity to be introduced, to ask her, have I met you before? Well, the next time you think of daydreamers, just ask yourself all these questions, and who knows, you just might be a daydreamer yourself. When I write these poems, I have a lot of things in mind that I want to express, and so I write the way I feel. And I did that when I was in Las Vegas, Nevada. And if you want to come meet me personally, you can come to 9043 South Euclid on the 26th of this month at 1 o'clock. I don't want you to forget that. And again, if you can't remember that, email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com or at my business email, DonSMcClure@dsmpublications.net. And if you can't do both of those, dial my number of 312-730-7375 and let me know you're going to attend. I will be giving a lecture on characters, and we will also be pushing the book To Have a Friend. It's a great book, and all of my books are great. Listen, it's been a great Friday night. I have enjoyed it. We're going to leave out with my girl, Lena, from Texas. Yeah, I don't only like Chicago girls and East Coast girls and West Coast girls. I happen to just like girls, women, beautiful women, women that just excite my soul like Chaka Khan be singing. If and the fire. Okay. Anyway, listen, it's been a great Friday. I have enjoyed you. And my favorite saying is enjoy life. That's all you have. And please start to believe in yourself, because that's the most important part of your life. I'm going to say goodnight, have a good weekend, and I'm going to play Lena till we get out of here. And my producer's saying, we got to go.
Your love was so sweet, but now that you're gone from me, is it supposed to be still hanging around? I felt you kiss me in a dream. Ask myself, what does this mean? Ooh, when could it come true? Somehow you're here to stay. Strange.
Yeah.